This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, I may be leaving.
What are you talking about?
I just got a job offer.
Oh, I think I got the similar job offer. Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah. Hello. This is ZipRecruiter, recruitment department. We have screened you through big data.
Wow.
So we would like to offer you a part-time job remotely from home. The work is simple. There is no time limit. The daily salary ranges from U.S. 200 to U.S. 1500.
Because that's how we talk here.
Day.
That's how we talk here.
And the monthly salary can easily exceed U.S. $10,000. If you are eager to accept challenges, show your talents, and work with a world-class team, then join us now and start the next chapter of your career.
You are so lucky.
Requirements, 22 years old and above. I think I just squeaked in. If interested, please contact us via the WhatsApp.
Seriously.
Report and delete.
I understand that people fall for things from time to time, but who's really falling for that? I mean, is anybody falling for that at this time?
Yeah. We haven't talked about the toll booth one.
Oh, I'm getting that five times a day now.
Right.
Oh,
not my gosh. Only email, text message, even mailed ones, one that come in the mail and you think, oh, that must be real.
So that's one that actually almost got me because I have a tendency when I'm driving to L.A. to jump on that toll road
and I'll
get it later. Yeah. And because I'm me, I don't remember later until I get a warning in the mail saying, hey, that $13 is now $68. Yes. And if you keep waiting, it's going to be $220. Mm-hmm. So I almost fell for it. And I think I texted you, Timmy, is this real? And Tim was like, not real, John. Go home. Go to bed. Go get a sandwich. Right?
I know. It's insane. And the text ones have just been coming fast and furious. So clearly my phone number has been leaked in something. You know, you get on a list, you know, and then heaven forbid it just...
It's ridiculous. It's to the point now where it's rare to get an actual sincere text or a sincere call or a sincere piece of... I haven't gotten an actual piece of mail, you know, that wasn't a bill or an advertisement or junk. I don't even know, Christmas, a card.
Yeah.
That's it.
I had one I didn't recognize because I don't answer a call if I don't know who's calling. And it got a voicemail, right? And it transcribed it. Now, the interesting thing was it was one of those toll violation ones. Mm-hmm. But when I went to listen to it, it was like in Chinese.
Oh, so it must have transcribed it and then...
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Or else you forgot that you were driving in China.
I guess.
Trust no one. Have a great day. Hey, in all seriousness, this morning's drive into work took about three times longer than it usually did for a reason. The rain,
slow
the
down.
Wind. Be really aware that it's not a good driving day today.
Also on that fact, too, please don't drive 20 miles an hour.
Be safe. Be aware of each other. 833-287-1037. We've got Country Fest coming if we don't get washed away. Country Fest, March 22nd. 9 days away at Gallagher Square with Nate Smith and Warren Ziders and our headliner, Justin Moore. It's being brought to us by SDCCU, and you can go just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOM.
John, 7 years ago, this happened.
Hey, everybody, it's John. Believe it or not, I've never had a harmonica lesson. This year, I've resolved in the new year to learn how to play an instrument. I'm going to start with the harmonica. First time ever playing it. Tammy got this for me for Christmas last year. Lesson number one. You ready?
Whoa!
Prodigy? Probably.
Man, it's probably also been 7 years since I heard that awesome laugh of producer Steph.
Oh, I know. I miss producer Steph. Anyway, then just a few months later, as a matter of fact, 7 years ago this Sunday, you made your debut at the Belly Up with the Morgan Lee Band.
I'd never been more nervous in my life before or since. That's actually a great memory. I can't believe it's been 7 years. Tammy, I was so petrified that night because, first of all, sold out. Secondly, yes. I mean, we've been on stage a million times at introducing acts, but I've never done that in my life. And I'm on that stage thinking, God, the Stones have played here. Paul McCartney has played here. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett have played here. And then John from KSON's played here. The sound check alone, I almost peed my pants. And I'm not even joking.
I know you were nervous, but it was so great. It's it great was memory. So great to watch you do that. Ever since I've known you, John and I have worked together for just about 25 years. And ever since I've known him, John has always wanted the skill to be a musician.
I want to be a rock star.
Wanted the skill to do something, right?
I want to be a rock star. Yes. Turns out I have no talent, so I'm a DJ.
Okay, stop that.
It's true.
Stop that. Well, you can sing, and you learned the harmonica, and you went on stage. And since then, you have performed on stage a few times. You've been on stage with Low Cash performing that song, and I think that's wonderful.
I performed more than that song. Come on. I'm waiting for the make fun of John part here.
John, when we went on the City Cruises whale watching tour last Saturday, this happened.
Okay.
You know, even when we're on a cruise in the Bay of San Diego, John can bring it.
Oh, that's so unfair. I did that just to goad you, just to get on your nerves. I wasn't just sitting there bothering people playing piano men on a cruise ship.
Wait a minute. Who's the one who brought a harmonica on the whale watching cruise?
I like to practice when I'm in traffic. What are you going to do?
In 7 years, John, in 7 years.
Yes.
And please understand, I love the fact you learned this. I love that you found a talent that you have.
That you made, you started this whole thing.
You bet I did.
You created this piano man monster.
Can we please move on to some other songs?
I play other songs. I played Wagon Wheel on stage with the Morgan Lee Band just a couple months ago at Belmont Park.
You did?
Yeah, you were there.
Everything in my head is piano man. I mean, you were just in Cabo with your family. And what did you play for the whole bar?
That wasn't my doing. It was a no... yes, you're right. Okay. If I was to release a John's Greatest Hits of Harmonica song album, I'd have three cuts on it. And it would be like Piano Man Dance Version, and then Wagon Wheel. Fine, you're
Piano
accurate.
Man Wagon Wheel.
You're accurate.
I just...
And I can play, what's that, Betty
it.
From Taylor Swift on harmonica, too.
Okay.
Betty.
It's a great song.
It's just something for you to consider, okay? Just consider it.
I don't understand you. You get me the harmonica. You challenge me to play harmonica.
Yes, and I learned 7 years later.
I taught myself to play that song. Shockingly, I can't read a lick of music. I know it's surprising you.
I know. You learned it within 3 months. That was 7 years ago.
Has it really been seven years? Sweet Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. 7:50. We've got your chance to go to Disneyland with your family. Hopefully it dries out by then with the Sneaky Sound send-off. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Wyatt in Carlsbad. How's it going, pal?
Going real good. How about you guys?
Good. Be careful driving. It's crazy out. Wyatt, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, would you kindly step out for a few minutes?
You bet. Good luck.
All right, Wyatt. Five pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Cool. Sounds good.
Wyatt, Luke Combs recently shared he had the worst OCD flare-up he's ever had before performing in Australia. What does OCD stand for?
Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Despite being one of the leads on the NBC series Parenthood, Dax Shepard made a surprising revelation about his six-season run, stating he was making among the lowest amount of money of all the actors. Who is Dax Shepard's actress wife?
That is Kristen Bell.
Simone Biles celebrates her birthday this week. Is Simone shorter or taller than 4'10"?
I would guess she's right at it, so I'm going to say taller and say 4'11".
During the spring, the Japanese celebrate the blossoming of which popular trees? Peach, maple, cherry, or plum?
The cherry blossom.
And finally, a bizarre incident occurred at a high school track meet and went viral after a relay runner hit another runner over the head with a baton during the race. Social media was calling this the Tonya Harding 2.0 after 30 years. Who was the other figure skater involved in that scandal?
You know, I heard them talking about this yesterday. I don't know, though. I don't know the other skater.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Wyatt, how bad's the rain right now where you are?
Oh, it's coming down real hard. Looking at the traffic, it looks like it'll clear up once I hit the 78, but it's bad.
Okay, well, be safe, pal. Wyatt did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Luke Combs recently shared he had the worst OCD flare-up he's ever had before performing in Australia. What does OCD stand for?
Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
That is right. Never knew that about Luke. He's helping kids out with OCD now, too, because of that. Mm-hmm. It's one to one. Wyatt knew that. Despite being one of the leads on the NBC series Parenthood, Dax Shepard made a surprising revelation about his six-season run, stating he was making among the lowest amount of money of all the actors. Hmm. Who is Dax Shepard's actress wife?
Kristen Bell.
It's 2-2. Simone Biles celebrates her birthday this week. Is Simone shorter or taller than 4'10"?
Hmm. Wow, that's you. Oh, that's so close. I'm going to say shorter.
She is shorter. She is 4'8". I was just watching this awesome documentary on the Olympic basketball team. It's called Court of Gold. It's on Netflix. You're going to want to check it out. They went to go watch Simone perform in Paris.
And she comes up to their knees.
But she can dunk. She's 4'8".
Really?
She jumps so high that she could totally
suppose,
dunk.
Yeah.
She's the best athlete I've ever seen in my life, man or woman. Hands down, the best. 3-2, because Wyatt went with taller. During the spring, the Japanese celebrate the blossoming of which popular trees? Peach, maple, cherry, or plum?
Cherry.
Cherry. Symbolizes renewal, hope, and the arrival of spring. Because of the short lifespan, it also makes them symbolic of life's fleeting nature. Remind yourself.
Yeah.
Take advantage of every day. It's 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, a bizarre incident occurred at a high school track meet and went viral after a relay runner hit another runner over the head with a baton during the race. Do you see the footage of that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video of her telling everybody it was an accident, despite clearly pounding
she
this girl?
Lifted her arm up and brought it down on her head.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. It's right there on video. You're sorry you got caught. Social media was calling this the Tonya Harding 2.0 after 30 years. Who was the other figure skater involved in that scandal?
What's her name? Dang it. Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan is right. Wyatt couldn't remember it. Clean sweep for Tam today, Wyatt. 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
You will be joining us for KSON's Country Fest, March 22nd at Gallagher Square at Petco Park with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Thank you guys very, very much.
Wyatt, you did it yourself, pal. Appreciate you calling. Drive safely. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Wyatt from Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Unfortunately, people getting fired is all over the news recently, justifiable or not. And yes, sometimes there is a justifiable reason to be fired. I was fired from a job at a convenience store in Minnesota because I caught a couple of kids shoplifting, and instead of, like, I don't know, kicking them out or calling the cops.
Or calling their parents. Yeah.
I made them do my close up the convenience store chores. Take the garbage
out.
You had
them do your job?
I had them do my job for me. That was my punishment. Well, it turns out that one of the owners of the convenience store, I didn't even know, came in there to gas up and grab a cup of coffee, saw this happening, and I was I was let go that day.
I love how you suddenly became your dad in that story, though. Oh, yeah, I'll teach you a lesson. You know what? You're going to do my work. I kind of like that idea, but understandably and justifiably, you were fired. 833-287-1037. Have you ever justifiably been fired? If you want to be anonymous or have us change your voice, we can do that.
Or
have you had to fire someone else justifiably?
833-287-1037. Leslie fired someone. Her nanny.
Yeah, I did. It was really unfortunate. I hired a nanny to help at home with my three kids, and I work from home most of the time. So one day I was working in my office and I had the door open just a little bit and I heard my nanny talking on the phone with like one of her friends, and she was talking crap about my oldest son. So she was like calling him weird and calling him a little bit of a freak and like a nerd, because he went through a phase. Like, he liked Star Wars at one point. Like, you know, kids, they go through phases, right?
Some never go out of that phase and they're Star Wars fans for life, and that's okay.
Guilty.
Yeah, but like, He's such a sweet kid, and so she was talking crap about him. So I am definitely not about having someone talk crap about my son in my own home. So I definitely sent her packing, and she had no idea that I could hear her. So like when I called her out on it, she was like, "Oh girl, I was just joking," like, you know, trying to make light of it. But meanwhile, like, she sounded super disgusted on the phone, and like she said it in a way that meant like he's an idiot kind of tone. So I was like, I'm not having this. So bye bye.
You can say someone's a nerd and say it lovingly and with endearment, like, "Oh, a little nerd," you know, because nothing wrong with being a nerd.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
That's most of us on the radio are nerds.
I call my husband that sometimes. Like, you know, it's all good.
But it was different. It was how she sounded, and a mom knows. And of course, that happens. Yeah. Mama bear instincts kick in. Kick her to the curb.
Yeah, my gut was saying like, this is not right. So she definitely, I sent her packing.
I think anybody would blame me for doing that. It's so hard to find a good nanny too. That's the thing. You probably didn't want to let her go until then. And then right after that,
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that when I hired her, like, I felt like I could trust her. Like, she seemed super personable. Like, she had a really calm demeanor. So I was like, oh, like, yes, definitely come into my home and be with my kids, because she also came recommended, which was the other thing.
Sure. Well, probably no one overheard conversations. Leslie, had you confronted her about it and she would have said, "Oh my God, I know that sounded so bad." You know, if she would have had anything other than, "I'm just joking," would it have made a difference, do you think?
Yeah, she felt remorseful and was like, "Oh my God, I love him, like I'm being silly." But the hatred and like the anger in her voice towards him was the thing that made me like send her away.
A mama knows.
Yep. I think her reaction, if she would have said, "I'm just joking," to me, I would have been like, there you go. Yeah. You don't even understand. So.
Even if she was still trying to be cool, I still would have fired her. There's only room for one cool person in the house, and that's me. So...
Are you the one who needs the nanny, John? What do you mean?
Yeah, do you want to come work for me?
I mean, I think I'd be a pretty good nanny. I'd be a pretty good manny.
Uh-huh.
I think I would.
All right.
And I love Star Wars, so there you go. I'd be the perfect manny. Leslie, thanks for your call.
Oh, thanks, guys.
The very justifiable reason that you had no choice but to fire somebody.
Or maybe you were the person who got fired for good reason.
I mean, I deserve to get fired from that convenience store.
Yes, 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Luke Bryan, who has had his share of huge hits, but has passed on many huge hits as well.
We've talked about this before where someone's like, I don't really think I should do that song. And then later they're like, oh, why didn't I pick that one? This one was a huge hit for someone named Morgan Wallen.
I passed stupidly on Sand in My Boots because it had Chevrolet in it, and I just went through 2 years of my life where I was like, man, I have sing, you know, I sing about trucks a lot. I sing about tailgates. And, you know, I think I got in my head a little bit because I think if I had a lot of negativity socially on socials, I was getting pegged as maybe a one-trick pony in that lane.
He passed specifically because of this line.
Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado.
And that's why he's like, oh, I can't do another truck thing. But it became a huge hit for Morgan Wallen. It's a good song, really good song, too.
I wonder if when Luke Bryan heard Morgan sing it, he was like, A, I made a huge mistake, and B, I could have done it better. You know, I'm always fascinated when I hear about movie stars that passed on a role,
yeah,
and it went on to be this massive success, and most of them say, I couldn't even watch it.
And sometimes you look and you go, it's a good thing they passed, because they would have never really fit that role.
You know, I'd have to pass on that song, too, because I'd have to mention Toyota, not Chevrolet.
Okay.
Gladly so, by the way. Turns out, I was never offered the song, on account of the fact that, you know, DJ.
Okay.
The answer is hashtag LFGSD. The question is, if I wore a t-shirt with a phrase I say all the time, what would that t-shirt say? In my case, it's Let's Bleep and Go San Diego, a chant for our Padres.
Producer Jessica, you brought this up yesterday.
Yeah, because I saw it on Reddit, and it was an interesting conversation, and I immediately, of course, thought, what would John and Tammy's shirt say?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what my saying would be.
You're wrong, John. I'll look it up. I think that's probably your saying.
I never say I'll look it up. I just look it up.
Maybe you're right. Let me look that up. Oh, I know. Oh, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's true. I would. Yeah, that would be it. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
There's a couple that John say that we can't say on the air
okay.
that I wish
we're,
we could.
We're aware. Right? We're aware. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
But you say that one a lot.
No, yeah. No. We're not. God, thank God for the beep. Thank God for the beep.
Anyway.
Are you trying to get me fired? I thought you liked working with me.
We had a little work get-together yesterday, so we thought we'd ask some of our coworkers.
So we are in our brand new Sea Ridge Cafe located within our office complex. We're super stoked because it's been vacant since COVID, and now we can come back down and get our coffee and our smoothies and our sandwiches and our soups on, and we're
And breakfast burritos.
Oh, my God, we're very excited. So we got a little office get-together today. It's part of our Culture Club committee. Tammy, are you feeling happy?
I'm feeling happy. And I actually, since we have everybody here, I wanted to ask them the question that we're going to be talking about. Okay. Sam.
And I think I might know the answer to the question you're going to ask Sam. So.
Right. Okay. Sam, if you had to wear a t-shirt with a phrase or saying that you said all the time, what would be on that t-shirt?
Hold that thought. I'm going to use Tammy here.
Living the dream.
What would it be?
Living the dream.
Oh, Maya, you did it. High five.
All right. Same question, Boss Michael.
If you had to wear a t-shirt with a phrase or saying that you said all the time.
Show me the money.
Boy, he's fun at parties. Come on, man.
If you had to wear a t-shirt that only said the phrase you use most in life, what would that t-shirt say?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, perfect.
Second to oh my gosh is what the so much so that my kids say it now.
Oh, all right.
It's going to be awesome because I'm there.
Nice to get together with our friends from work. It happens very rarely.
And I have to tell you, the best part of our time at Sea Ridge Cafe, besides getting some great coffee and breakfast burritos.
Ooh, I had chicken panini. It was delicious.
The owner, Brian, who was at the register when we were ordering, and I placed my order. And he said, thank you, Tammy. And then he asked John what he wanted. John asked for a panini, and then he asked if he could substitute something. And Brian looked at him and said, no, no substitutions for you. And John said, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm just haranguing you, John.
Turns out he's a listener.
He knew who we were.
Turns out he's a listener and knows exactly how to play ball.
It was awesome.
In all seriousness, Brian's running the Sea Ridge Cafe with his family, which was charming. And he was so proud to see his wife was there and his sons were there and daughter. It was really, really cool.
It was
anyway.
Lovely.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Sylvia is in PB. What's going down, Sylvia?
Not too much.
Okay, well, kind of crazy out this morning, so be careful driving. And do me a favor, kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, can you head out for just a minute, please?
You bet, honey. Good luck.
Sylvia, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
I got it.
Tiger Woods ruptured his Achilles tendon and underwent surgery this week to repair it. This setback will prevent him from playing in the Masters this April. True or false? Tiger Woods holds the record for winning the most master tournaments with 5 wins.
True.
After 20 seasons, who is the only remaining original member of the American Idol team?
Kelly Clarkson.
Brandi Cyrus has been added to open up at Kenny Chesney's Las Vegas residency at the Sphere to create a unique DJ experience and hype up the crowd. Who's Brandi's famous dad?
Oh, I have no idea on that one.
Megan Maroney is this month's Rolling Stone magazine Future of Music issue cover girl. Megan graduated from the University of Georgia as a major in music business, accounting, or psychology.
Psychology.
And finally, U.S. News ranked the best spring break locations for 2025, Cancun and Cabo, the number 1 and number 5 spots, while the other 3 all come from this U.S. state. What is it?
Tennessee.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Sylvia, I imagine you're driving to work this morning?
I am, in this nice, lovely rain that we've got.
I know. What do you do for a living?
I'm a psychologist down at the prison.
Oh, good Lord. You've got an important job, and a dangerous one at times, I imagine. I love it when smart people listen to us, Tammy. Absolutely love it. It makes me feel a little bit more intelligent. Unfortunately, I asked Sylvia all the wrong questions today, so let's not focus on how she did. Let's just focus on the fact she's helping people.
Sylvia, what does that mean about John, that he asked you all the wrong questions?
Let's not open that door. Sylvie doesn't have enough time. Her commute's a short one. Timmy Tiger Woods ruptured his Achilles tendon and underwent surgery this week to repair it. The setback will prevent him from playing in the Masters this April. True or false, Tiger holds the record for winning the most master tournaments with 5 wins.
True.
That is false. Jack Nicklaus has 6. 0-0. After 20 seasons, who was the only remaining original member of the American Idol team?
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest is right. Or as we know him, Jessica's old boss.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica used to work for Ryan Seacrest, one of the most famous men in the world.
Yeah, and now you work for us.
No doubt.
I long for the day that you don't bring that up anytime his name is mentioned.
Just don't know what happened to your career working for us now.
It's lovely. Not only is that a dig to you, that's a dig to me.
Oh, I know. I'm very aware. That's why I keep doing it.
Yeah, let's
what
stop.
What does that say
what
about
does
me,
that
Sylvia?
Mean, Sylvia?
One nothing, Tammy. Brandi Cyrus has been added to open up at Kenny Chesney's Sphere show to create a unique DJ experience. Who's Brandi's dad?
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus. 2-0, Tam. Megan Maroney is this month's Rolling Stone magazine Future of Music issue cover girl. Megan graduated from the University of Georgia as a major in music business, accounting, or psychology.
Accounting.
Yeah, both her parents are accountants. She thought mm-hmm. she was going to be an accountant until she picked up a guitar. I bet she's happy with that decision.
Yes.
3-0, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, U.S. News ranked the best spring break locations for 2025. Cancun and Cabo were number 1 and number 5 in the rankings. The other 3 come from this U.S. state. What is it?
Florida.
Miami Beach at number 2, Key West at number 3, and Siesta Key at number 4. It is Florida. Sylvia went with the great spring break state of Tennessee. Today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Sylvia nothing. Sorry, Sylvia, but here's the good news. You get a great prize. Who cares how you did?
Mm-hmm. You're going to KSON's Country Fest March 22nd at Gallagher Square, Petco Park, with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Woo!
Sylvia, before the show, would you mind if we sat down and had a couch session? I need a lot of work.
I don't know if there's enough time for that.
Yeah, charge them double, too.
Sylvia, have a great day. Seriously, thank you for what you do. Before you leave, however, I have to have you say this.
I'm Sylvia on TV, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Rebecca is involved in a very loving relationship. Very loving, except for one pretty big problem. Not so loving when it comes to the important stuff. It's getting so serious, she needs your help. Should she love him or list him?
So Rebecca lives in Poway, and Rebecca, you've been dating this man for about a year now, and you love absolutely everything about him, except that being intimate just isn't tops on his list. Share the story, honey.
It's true. He's perfect. I really love him, and I've had so many bad relationships in the past, so he's just so refreshing. He's a genuine good person. He's level-headed. He's generous. He's really kind. My kids love him. But yeah, he's not very sexual. And I thought, wow, this is not good. You know, must be me.
Aww.
And he said, no, it's not anything new. I've just not really been into sex. And it's not that we have never been intimate. It's just once in a blue moon, and I'd like it to be a little more frequent.
First of all, I'm sorry, because it must be very frustrating when you list off all these wonderful things about this seemingly awesome guy and then have that pretty big, but there is this. I mean, that's got to be kind of a weight on your shoulder. You've clearly spoken with him about this, and I can see how you would take it personally. I'm glad that he was very quick to say, no, it's gone. No, not at all. It's just not my thing. That's hard for a lot of guys to understand.
Yeah.
The thing is that some people just aren't that way. They just have always been that way their whole life. It's just not a priority for them. But the big thing is that it's bothering you. And so one of the things we want to do is throw this out to KSON loyal listeners who are super smart, and they always come with some really, really good advice for you. So if you want to help Rebecca out, all you have to do is call right now, 833-287-1037, and help her out with her thought. Do I love him or do I list him?
Rebecca, a couple more questions so we can maybe get an easier answer for you, because it kind of sounds like in your mind you think this is a deal breaker. But and not to get too personal, this is a very personal conversation, but is there a possibility that there's something going on inside that has caused him to turn this way? Maybe something that happened in the past, or is this just, I'm just not into it. It's just not my thing. It's no big deal. It's just not a priority for me.
I've thought about that, and I haven't
directly asked him if there was something, you know, like some trauma, because he seemed very matter of fact when he said, yeah, it's just not my thing. And it's not like I'm asking for something weird intimately, you know, in case you're wondering, it's just the normal intimacy. And he's affectionate, but not in a sexy way.
Okay, so I understand that. And some people just aren't. It just is just the way that they're built. And he's giving you all this, he's giving you affection. He's very kind. Your kids love him. Everything else about him is such a wonderful thing. I mean, I know what my advice would be, but we'll wait and let the KSON loyal listeners join in first.
Rebecca, can you hang tight for a while?
Sounds good.
833-287-1037. Help Rebecca out. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
He's perfect. I really love him. And I've had so many bad relationships in the past, so he's just so refreshing. But yeah, he's not very sexual.
Rebecca is in Poway. That is her issue. Should she love him or list him at 833-287-1037?
Red in IB, what's your take?
I mean, love him. You know, I'm kind of going to a similar situation, but I'm on the other side. And, you know, I found this guy, I'm getting a divorce, and he loves my daughter, and everything's great, pretty much perfect. I'm not very into it, but it was a problem for him. And I kind of looked into it, and I started drinking Maca Root. It's really helped, you know, get me to that level with him.
All right.
That, I mean, it's fixed a lot of things. So Maca Root, it doesn't taste that great, but it is a natural kind of arousal thing. And maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Very helpful, Red. Maca Root it is. Thank you for the suggestion.
Liz in Coronado, what do you think Rebecca should do with the man she loves, but he's just not into the intimate part? Love him or list him?
I am actually a nurse practitioner, and I was calling just because I was wondering if maybe you guys are at a level that you could ask him to go get his testosterone levels checked. You can get a prescription for testosterone pills or injections or something like that, and you might see a big change.
Nurse practitioner Liz, what are your thoughts on Maca Root?
Maca Root? I haven't heard too much about Maca Root, but I'm all about trying, herbal and naturopathic medicine.
Red and IB, our previous caller, said that's what heated up her oven. So there you go.
There you go. See? So why not? I think that might be it. A lot of guys, they struggle with that, and then they take a little testosterone, and boom,
sure.
You got it.
Some professional help. That's really good advice. Thank you very much, Liz, and thank you for what you do.
Vivian in San Marcos.
Rebecca, I've been married to my wonderful husband. It'll be 48 years from December. I would never think of leaving that man. Sexually, in the beginning of our marriage, it was wonderful. But at the last maybe 40 years, no. But you know what? He is so loving and kind and beautiful and loves animals and spiritual. Do not nix him.
Thank you, Vivian.
Rebecca, there are a lot of very interesting points to your story. And the thing that really stood out for a lot of people is, you know, you mentioned yourself, bad relationships. This guy is everything that you're looking for. We're all validating your need for intimacy as well. I mean, that's just what makes a relationship even better. That this is going to be a lot of communication, and it probably is going to start with some professional counseling and stuff like that. Are you down for that? It kind of sounds like you are.
I am, but I don't know if that's going to make him feel bad.
Well, I mean, your feelings are as important as his are, and this is something that makes you feel bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, I think you're taking it all on yourself, that it might be you. And I think with a professional that you guys can sit down and work through this, and he can find a way to give you more of what you need. And when you realize that it really has nothing to do with you at all, it's not that you're not attractive or not wanting, it's just how he's built, it will take the pressure off of you as well.
Yeah, I'm open to it. I mean, I that's the only thing that needs to change. Everything else is just perfect.
Wow. I mean, that's it right there. I really, sincerely, I know I speak for everybody, hope that this works out, because you're crazy about the guy and your kids love him and you're invested, and that shouldn't go away for hopefully a solvable problem. Please just thank you so much for sharing your life with us, and we hope that you're happy when this is all said and done.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rebecca, you hang in there and keep us in the loop. I'm very fascinated by this.
I will. Thank you so much.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.